Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Saret Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Saret Sands.
Lord, I need thee, oh, I need thee to take away this pain and misery. Cause God, I just can't do this by myself. I need help.
Well, greetings, greetings, and welcome, 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 radio listening audience. You have tuned in to Health by Design, and I am your host, Saret Sands. There is no mistake about it. This is the place you want to be. This is the broadcast you want to be listening to. Tell all your friends. This is the new year. We want to start the new year off right. By the way, if you didn't go to my Facebook page, I'm wishing you a healthy new year. Healthy new year, everyone. It's 2015. This is your year for success. This is your year to be the best. You can imagine you're a champion. Be a champion for your health, and you can. You are a winner. And by the way, you know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. I hope you believe that today, beloved. Well, it is so. Now, if you want to dial in today, speak to the host, or just listen in, dial 718-508-9457. 718-508-9457. Well, I'm so excited today. I'm broadcasting from sunny South Florida. And if you've been following me on Twitter, following me on Facebook, you need to go ahead and like that page, Alpha Health RX. But if you've been keeping tuned in, also the website, www.alphahealthrx.com, you will know that today is the day that we discuss the five pillars of a healthy heart. Five pillars of a healthy heart. And, you know, it's important for our hearts to be healthy. Because, you know, that's where the blood is being pumped from. The heart is such an important organ, such an important organ. I mean, the blood, the life that goes and flows from out of your heart. But do you know that if we don't keep our heart healthy, or if our heart is not healthy, or we don't do what we can to strengthen that heart, to maximize the potential of our heart, do you know that we can't be successful in life? We can't be healthy because just like our brain is so important, our heart is such a vital organ. Without it, we cannot live because the blood that flows through that heart goes through all the tissues, goes through from your heart, through all the arteries, just oxygenating, sending oxygen through all the systems in the body, through all the other organs. The blood is flowing and there's oxygen, there's nutrients, there's everything that's needed for life. Oh, boy. So we need a healthy heart, and today we're going to talk to you about the five pillars. We came up with five pillars of a healthy heart. Now, we could do more, but we're going to go with those five pillars, and you want to join, sign up for this seminar, because we'll have another seminar real soon near you. We'll be talking about the five pillars of a healthy heart, and so we want to remind you to go to the website, www.alphahealthrx.com. Go there today, sign up, just put your name down, and we'll keep you posted. Give me your email address, and we'll keep you up to date with all the seminars and all the things that are going to be going on in this year, 2015, so you will be the best you can be. This will be your best year ever, and we just want to encourage you to do that. You can dial in at 718-508-9457. We're going to hear an announcement for the announcer. And then we're going to come back with a few announcements. And then we'll talk to you a little bit about, there's a scripture over in Proverbs. There's a scripture over in Proverbs 17:22. I want to give you a little bit of encouragement today and give you a little bit of insight about that scripture that's talking about your spiritual heart health. Okay, so we want to talk to you.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, welcome back, radio listening audience. You are listening to me live on the Health by Design radio broadcast, a weekly radio program brought to you by Alpha Health Ministries. I am your host, Sarette Sands. And, you know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. You can dial in today at 718-508-9457. Go to the website. Like us on Facebook. But just get involved, get connected, because we want to encourage you. We want to coach you. We want you to be a better you. There's a you inside of you. There's a you that you look in the mirror that you don't see, because that picture you see inside can't see inside. Inside you is your soul, and that's your mind, your will, and your emotions. There's another dimension to you. As a matter of fact, we talk about three dimensions of health. Health in every area, health in your spiritual man, health in your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions, and health in your physical body. We want you to address all three areas so you can be completely whole. And as promised, we want to talk to you a little bit about a scripture. There is a scripture in Proverbs 17:22, and there is different scriptures in the Bible that will address heart health. Did you know that? Because the Bible also says that out of the heart flow the issues of life. That means that you must guard your heart. You must protect your heart, because it's precious. So don't just listen to everything. Don't just tune into everything. Just don't let everything into your ears. If it doesn't line up with what God said about you, or if it doesn't line up what is healthy for your heart, and if it's not emotionally healthy, don't listen to it. You see the kids, they put their ears up, their hands up to the ears, and it's like they're not listening. So just don't even listen to that. Tune it out. Proverbs 17:22 says, "A cheerful heart is good medicine." Let me say that again. A cheerful heart is good medicine. But a broken spirit, then your heart is lies your spirit, your soul, and who is the real you and how you feel. And if you break someone's spirit, then it says it saps a person's strength. So we want to gravitate and move towards those things that are encouraging, even if you have to encourage yourself. Read yourself some encouraging information. Say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I am the head and not the tail. I am above, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This is kind of the kind of meditation that you want. This is kind of what you want to get into your spirit and into your innermost man, and that will connect with your heart, which is your heart of a man is in your soul. People talk about heart and soul, but that's because they're connected. And that means that you have to have a healthy heart so you can have a healthy soul. And then the way you do that is just giving yourself positive information, positive feedback, positive thoughts. Read encouraging information. Read the Bible. I don't mind if you go to an encouraging seminar, and we'll give you some information on some powerful seminars that are coming up that our partners are putting together just with you, design, and just for you in mind. And so Proverbs 17:22, just remember that a cheerful heart is good medicine. You want good medicine. And, of course, a crushed spirit, which would lead to the opposite of a cheerful heart, it dries up the bones. You don't want your bones dry, trust me. You want life in those bones. You want water in those bones. You want the very bone marrow. You know, of course, the blood deep within the bone marrow. This scripture is so important because within your bone, in the marrow, the deepest part of your bone, is where your blood cells are generated. That's why when some people have certain diseases, they have to get a bone marrow transplant because you have to infuse that dead area of the dead cells or those dry cells or the dry bones, which are dead red blood cell, and infuse it with fresh blood and fresh plasma that will go in and cleanse out your whole body. So amen, Saints of David. The blood is so important and the heart is so important. So we're going to have another announcement coming now from the announcer. Then we're going to come right back and we're going to also continue with the five pillars of a healthy heart. Oh, I hope you enjoy us today. Call in today. Join us today.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Welcome back, radio audience. Welcome back. I'm so glad you tuned in today. I'm your host, Red Sands, and God wants you whole in every area of your life. I want you to go to Alpha Health RX and go ahead on Facebook and then go to www.alphahealthrx.com. If you want to listen to the podcast of this radio broadcast, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com. And we're talking about healthy spirit, soul, and body. We also talk about fitness in those three areas. We talk about the three dimensions of health, spirit, soul, and body, healthy spirit, soul, and body. We want you to connect with Alpha Health Ministry and connect with Health by Design Radio Program. If you have a product or service or ministry organization and you feel it will be a benefit to our listening audience, you can give us a call at 954-292-4891. And, you know, we must, as we continue to talk a little bit about the healthy heart and the components of a healthy heart, and then we're going to go into the five pillars. There are some additional things that I want to share with you. You know, smoking. Oh, we want to encourage you to avoid tobacco and stress, as well as, you know, you must maintain a high blood pressure is not good. So you must work on maintaining a normalized blood pressure. And, of course, alcohol and stress and high-fat foods, and you need to work on your weight management. And we offer a wellness program with Alpha Health as well, a body design wellness program. And we have to understand if the obesity, and am I obese or am I overweight or can I improve? And most people can improve in that area. There are not a lot of people that don't need to work daily to eat right, to exercise, and improve their heart health as well as their weight management. And you do that by have physical activity. So be more active and choose good nutrition and avoid tobacco. So I wanted to give you those three tips. And at this time, we want to go a little bit into the five. Now we have identified five pillars of a healthy heart, and those are healthy heart, education, emotional heart health, as well as pain management, as well as healthy heart supplementation, as well as maintaining emotional health and healthy heart emotions. So the five pillars are a healthy heart, education and information, healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular system, emotional health, heart health, pain management, and nutritional health. With regard to becoming more health conscious and educated with regard to your heart health, you need to know your heart and get even familiar with, I would encourage you to even get familiar with the components of your heart and how your heart is made and how it functions. Because the more you know, the more education you have, the better it is. And so you can get informed by knowing what your heart rate is, what your blood pressure is currently, and maintaining a healthy blood pressure, which we normally go with 120 over 80, the systolic over diastolic blood pressure. And you can get more education. Sometimes there's seminars. We hold seminars, get information, get health information, get health education. And those will be able to help you as far as your healthy heart. Education, know your heart rate, know your numbers, get health information on your heart. Now, there are also some applications. Now, we have a lot of technology with tablets and iPads and iPhones and all those things. There's something called a heart app application. And if you're not aware of which one it is and how to get it, you can give us a call or go to our website and email us. But there are heart apps, and you can see people sometimes when they're walking, they're wearing what they call pedometers, and they're keeping up with their heart rate. So you need to know your numbers, become educated, and get informed. And as we said, maintain a heart healthy blood pressure. If you don't know your number, what your blood pressure rate is, then you want to find out that number. There are local pharmacies and places you can go in. But, of course, when you go to your physician, they will also give you that number. With regard to keeping a normalized and healthy heart blood pressure, that's going to tie into the nutritional health, because you want to eat the low-fat foods and the non-fatty foods, and you want to know your cholesterol number, because what cholesterol does is that it deposits, and you have HDL, which is high-density lipoproteins, and low-density lipoproteins. So you have HDL, and you have LDL. Now, somebody would think that LDL is the better one, but actually it stands for low-density lipoproteins. So these are fats, and they get into your blood system by foods that you eat, the high-fatty foods, the high-cholesterol foods. Now, somebody would say they're good fats. Those are the omega-3 fats, and those are found in your fish oils and other products and supplements. Your brain does need those. There are some healthy fats that your brains and your cells need for protection. But the cholesterol and the lipids and the lard and all of the vegetable oils and the hydrogenated fats, those are not good for you. And those are the ones that turn to cholesterol that when they go into your bloodstream and they deposit on your arteries, then you have hardening of the arteries, which we call arteriosclerosis. And hardening of the arteries will develop plaque. And when your arteries develop plaque and become hardened, then the blood that's flowing through there is under pressure now. It doesn't flow with the same circumference or the same circular opening. It's closed. It becomes more tightened. And so there's more pressure when the blood flows through your arteries. So eating is a factor. Nutrition and eating and healthy eating habits is a factor in heart health, because if you affect your arteries, you affect your blood pressure, you're going to affect your heart, has to pump out at more force because there's resistance now, because the arteries are becoming constricted because of the food, because of the plaque, because of the cholesterol, and your heart has to pump harder and pump stronger, and it puts a little bit more stress on the heart. So a pillar of healthy heart is, one pillar we talked about was healthy heart education and information, and also we talked about nutrition and healthy eating habits. Another component is emotional and mental health. So you must strive for healthy emotions and to try to live a more of a stress-free life. You do not want stress and emotional strain and problems and everything that will come because your brain has taken in these signals of stress, and it's something we call fight or flight, wherein oftentimes your brain, if it perceives danger, or even if you're driving, if you get all tense and you perceive this and your mind perceives it, it'll turn into stress. It'll automatically reduce what they call the stress reaction, which is fight or flight. So It feels like if you're going to have to run, your body's thinking, you're telling your brain, we're going to have to run, we have to get out of here, we're going to have to do something. And then the blood pressure just starts to pumping, and the cortisol starts releasing, endorphins, and all of these things, epinephrine, and all of these chemicals are just going out of your body. These are the stress chemicals and the stress factors. So you want to try to relax, do things that are relaxing for you. Sometimes you may have a stressful day, but you want to counteract that with relaxation. And along the lines of nutritional health, there are stress vitamins, which are the B vitamins. All of your B vitamins are good. You want to get stress taps, that'd be fine. Also for heart health is CoQ10. CoQ10 helps to strengthen the muscle of the heart. And so there's very much components to improving your heart health, emotional and mental health, nutritional health, and we talked about healthy heart education. Now, another component is pain management. Pain is real. We don't really deny that pain does exist, but we want to manage pain. We don't want to be in pain. We don't want to be in stress that we already talked about, because that affects your mental and physical health. And then the pain. If you are in pain, figure out what's the cause of the pain. Try to relieve the pain. There are natural things you can do. You can use, relaxation, massage, aromatherapy, acupuncture, and just relaxing, listening to some good music, meditating on the Word of God. So you want to do the things mostly natural. Now, if you have pain that does not go away and you need to seek physician care, we encourage that as well, because whatever you need to do to relieve your pain and be pain-free. So we've kind of gone over five pillars or five components of a healthy heart. And we'll continue to talk more about this throughout this month, so you want to continue to dial in to our radio broadcast. We're going to take a break when we come back. We're going to see if we have some callers online, some listeners that want to chime in, that have questions or have comments. Dial in at 718-508-9457. You can speak to the host today. We thank you so very much for listening to Health by Design radio program. God bless you whole in every area.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, well, well. Thank you, radio audience, for listening to Health by Design radio program. I'm your host, Minister Sarette Sands, talking today about the five pillars of a healthy heart education and information, healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular system, know your numbers, check your rate, check your blood pressure, get information, emotional heart health, maintaining healthy emotions, being stress-free, relaxing your mind, meditating on the Word of God, getting positive thoughts and positive affirmations, being pain-free, managing pain, pain management, and becoming less inundated by pain and stress reactions and stress factors, as well as nutritional heart health, which is the omega-3 fatty acids, the fish oils are good, the B vitamins. So you can dial in today and speak to the host and get your information in. Briefly, I want to give you a few announcements. We have our partners. There's different, very much designed with you in mind. There's some events that are coming up this month. We have the Woman Thou Art Whole Conference, April 16th through 18th, by host Pastor Queen Hinkle. And you can get in touch with them. You can go to the website, and all the information is there. And also you can join on Facebook, and the information and the contact phone number is there. There will be an annual deliverance school that will be held at Christian Come Alive and Conference Deliverance and Conference Center, Apostle Annie Darville, in Delray Beach, Florida. That will be held in March 2nd, 2015. And next Friday, there will be at Christian Come Alive and Deliverance and Conference Center, there will be all-night prayer. We can't get enough prayer. We're talking about components of a healthy heart That is one of the ways that we can keep our spirit free, stress-free, healthy. We can pray about our problems. Pray and get an answer. So you want to come to, you want to call, contact Apostle Andy Darville at 516-385-8306. Do we have any listeners on the line today?
Yes.
Any listeners on the line?
Pastor Darville.
Oh, bless the Lord. I believe this is Apostle Annie, Dr. Darville on the line. Oh, thank you so much, woman of God, for dialing in today. I hope that you have enjoyed the broadcast. Would you like to say anything to our listeners today?
Yes.
Any communication?
Yes.
This is your time.
Yes. Yes. I have enjoyed it very much. Just to make a comment, your information was very, very educational and encouraging. People need to know about the healthy heart, especially if they allow the stress of this today world control them. Because a lot of time the doctor cannot diagnose what the problem that you are having because, and it's all because of stress. And you explain things so beautifully. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. Continue, continue. God bless you.
Oh, thank you so much, Apostle Annie Darville, Christian Come Alive. She has a wonderful ministry, a lot of deliverance, and she deals with all these areas, especially in deliverance and healing. Healing your emotions, healing in your innermost man. I mean, you need to get connected. And Apostle, the Bible does talk about out of the heart flows the issues of life. If you would address that briefly and then let the listeners know how they can get in touch with you, what's coming up at the wonderful place right there. I believe it's in Delray, sunny Delray Beach, Florida.
Amen. Amen. Out of the heart flows the issue of life. Okay, that life can be to live or to die. It can cause sickness. It can cause diseases. And sickness produces different things. I won't have time to go into the arthritis, the heart, the lungs, etc. And the disease has to do and stems from the immune system. Okay, so in the heart, if the issue is from emotion, love versus hate, or joy versus sadness, sorrow, it can really, really bring about disappointment, rejection. It can bring about abuse. And these things are not healthy to the heart. So as you said, to deal with the issues of life, there needs to be prayer and much prayer. There need to be exercise. There need to be dieting. There need to be more unity, more love and harmony. Thank you.
My God. Oh, my God, Apostle. You talked about that unity. You're talking about all of these areas that flow and the issues. Now, we're just about out of time, radio listening audience, but I hope you enjoyed this program. It's a wonderful, beautiful program. We had great, mighty woman of God on, gave some comments, and you need to get connected there at Christian Come Alive, Deliverance and Conference Center, and there's just so much to be gained here. You can go to the website. We will continue to bring you information. If you don't get it all on the program today, or if you don't, if you're not able to get all this down, listen to the podcast, go to www.alphahealthrx.com, blogtalkradio.com/alphahealth. And again, we're just so glad that you tuned in today. We'll be continuing next week with the five pillars of the healthy heart. We'll break it down for you a little bit further, and we'll bring you much, much more information. Just get connected, stay connected, and be blessed. Remember, God wants you whole in every area of your life. I hope you believe that today, beloved. Until next time, we'll talk to you again. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954 954- 292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com. And remember, Alpha Health would love to partner with you. So if you have products or services that you feel would benefit our listening audience, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And let us leave you with this final thought, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.